This is Rabbi Nissan L. Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, April 7th, 2022. Begin Chav Zayin Amud Aleph 27a, the first section, the black text. Right. So yesterday we started with still in this question of Muktzah for Chatzi Shabbos, and we wanted to prove the answer from lentils and beans, because originally you can chew on them, and then they become muktzah once you start cooking them. And then at night, right, so gomer, the top of our page, gomer bishulayu, they finish cooking, and chazaluhu, then they're once again prepared. And that's how everyone does it. That's how we eat. So amale abaye, so abaye says, it was tamech, right, according to you. All right, so Tikshilach Kederos de Alma, you have the same question, right, by Kederos be Alma. Every food pot, Dastam Kederos de Alma ben Ashmoshos Rots Chosein, right, regular pots, ben Hashmoshos, right, in that twilight period, are boiling. They're inedible. And then it becomes Muktzah ben Ashmoshos. Once it's Muktzah ben Hashmashos, it should be Muktzah for all of Shabbos. And yet, Ulo Urta Achlina Minayu. And nevertheless, I mean, we all eat our food on Friday night. Right? Now, most of our food is pre-cooked, but then they do put up the food. They would, put up the food before Shabbos. They would eat it on Shabbos. Right? Therefore, it's impossible, right, this scenario where we're talking about putting up food before Shabbos, if we're really going to take this seriously, we're going to not be able to eat anything at all. Says Abai. Ella, rather, therefore, we conclude, Gemara b'dei Adam lo kami b'ayla. Right, that when the food is being made by a person, cooked, etc., so that's not an issue at all. Right, everyone agrees that that's totally fine. It's not considered muktzah, even though at some point it wasn't ready to be eaten. That's not our question at all. Ki kami b'ayla Gemara b'dei Shamayim. Right. What our question about Muktzah Chatzi Shabbos was when the completion was going to be by literally Bidei Shamayim, the hands of heaven, but that is the sun, right, which is going to dry out the figs. That's really the question. And we don't have an answer. Okay. Essentially, the Gemara just drops it. Right? The question is still a valid question when the finishing is done by the sun in the hands of heaven. But we're not going to go any further. Gemara goes back to the Bechor, the firstborns. Rabbi Yehuda, Nesia, Rabbi Yehuda, the prince, Amadeahu Bukhran had a Bechor. Shadre the Kame, the Rabbi Ami. So he brought the animal before Rabbi Ami. Right, obviously, on Yantiv, to look at it, so it's the law of the Mechseh. He didn't want to look at it. Right, that was his thought. He said, I can't see it on Yantiv. So Amale, Rabbi Zrika, Vitame, Rabbi Yermia. So says Rabbi Zerika, or maybe it's Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yehuda v. Rabbi Shimon, halachic Rabbi Yehuda. Right? When you have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda permits seeing a firstborn on Yantav. Right? So what are you doing? So Amar le Rabbi Abba, my time alo shav, kitinu le Rabban le Mebe, ubdok Rabbi Shimon. Right, so then Rabbi Abba says back, no, why didn't you allow the Rabbanan to hold like Rabbi Shimon? What are you so bothered by? Let him hold like Rabbi Shimon. Right, that's okay. You're allowed. Amar lei ba'at na biyadcha. And he says, I said to him, why? What tradition is in your hand? So Amar lei says back to him, hacha amar Rabbi Zeira. This is what Rabbi Zeira says. Halacha ki Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Right, so you have dueling traditions as to whether the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, and that will determine whether or not we can see an animal on Yantav. All right, so his tradition was like Rabbi Shimon, didn't want to see it. So Amar Mandahu Eske, Esek Lahasan Ve Agmar Lishmaitim and Pume Demar. All right, so he says, I should be worthy, I'm going to go up to there, and I'm going to learn this Shmaita, this piece, from the mouth of our master. Okay, I'm going to go and find Rabbi Zeira. I want to hear that from the horse's mouth. Kisalik lahasam. So he goes up and Ashkechel Rabbi Zeira. He finds Rabbi Zeira. Amar Lei says to him, Amar Mar Halacha Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is indeed like Rabbi Shimon. Or actually, sorry, question. Right, he finds Rabbi Zeira and he asks him, "Is Halacha Rabbi Shimon? Did you say that the halacha is Rabbi Shimon?" Sorry, my brain is, I don't know, flitted out for a moment. So Amar Lei Lo. He said to him, "No, Ana Mistabra Amare. I said it seems like the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. I didn't say the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. It seems to me that makes more sense. Why? Midiktani b'masnizin, because it says in the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol she'ein mumonika mibad yom ein zemin amuchan. Right? Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is one who's saying that if the mum was not seen during the day." Before you have it's not considered muchan, it's not considered ready, it's mukta. Uktani leib mivraisa, and then in the braisa, that position of Rabbi Shimon is recorded belashon chachamim, in the general anonymous way of the sages. Shmamina, from there I see mistabra kibasei. But that makes sense, seems to indicate that halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. That's what I said. My habe Allah, right, what is the conclusion? So Amar Rav Yosef Tashma Detalya Be'ashle Rabbeviv. Yosef says, coming here, it is dependent on machlokes between the great, great masters. Who those great masters are, gotta come back tomorrow, because this concludes our learning for today.